those who are
What?
Those who have realized that the goal of life.
The goal of life is to surrender unto the personality of Godhead.
Those who are not realizing, then.
They're not human. They may have the human form, but there's no actual distinction between the activities of an animal and them.
Then what they should be called?
Animals with two legs.
Those who have this human body, if it is thinking, who am I? This body, but it will be given in grapes, it will be burnt into ashes, then who? And from where you have come? And why we have come? Wonderful thing is that we always want to be happy, but we never be happy. Why? Who is controlling this world? And from where this world came? Why all? Seeing that all will die, all are dying, we must die. But not vairagya. Why? Vairagya means?
Detachment.
Detachment coming. Why? Those who are thinking like all these things, and they want to solve all these things, mysteries, and they go to any realized person like Swamiji. They are man or human. Otherwise, what they are? Animals like here, seeing sheep. They are internal. They cannot go out anywhere. Only they are to yield childs, to eat and to mate. Nothing else. And after that, when they will be so fat, and they will be murdered and place will be taken. We are seeing all these things. But never detached. So who goes to a person like him, a guru like him, and he has made up in his mind that, oh, I am accepting you like Gurudev, so be kind to me and save me, and what is this mystery? I will follow totally like Arjun followed Krishna, you. Then he is really qualified to be called as a human, but not fully. Only he has promised like so. But then he will hear and will practice totally. If you think that in this life we should only be satisfied with eating, mating, children, giving children, supporting them only, then you should must know that you have done it in past life so many times. Always being like animals, man, demigoddesses, in male and female, like the seagulls, donkeys, asses, you have so much tested all these things. And if you were doing chanting, remembering, totally following your Gurudev, then nothing to lose if you want that. Or in other words, you will have again all these things. Even you will be donkey or anything. Worm also. But insects. Worms and insects. Even husband and wife may be there, supporting their children also. Anyhow, you will not lose. So in this life, who has promised that I will follow totally, doing nothing, one pointed being, I will follow my Gurudev. You know that there are so many kinds of Guru. So many. You can see that there was a guru named Dronacharya, and he has a very, very good disciple like Ekalabya. And he was expert serving his deity. And he expert. And Dronacharya came and told that, how you become expert? Oh, I have learnt everything from your deity. Oh, now you are expert. You should give me some dakshina. He thought that I'm a like a prince of any low cost people, so I have so much wealth also. So now I can defeat Arjuna and all, even Krishna I can defeat. So I should keep what he wants, any dakshina. He thought that he surely will ask for some money, affluence and anything like this. So he was ready to give. But instead of all, he only wanted. What wanted? He wanted to purify. And he was not ready to be purified like so many disciples. Gurudev, I will hear everything from you, but I cannot follow. Like him. I can give you so much money. But if Dronacharya, being a karmi guru, he never wanted money. He never wanted any money from Arjun, from Yudhishthira, Bhim, Arjun. Nothing. He was self-certified. He was also a pure bhakta. So he never wanted money. What he wanted? I want your foolishness to be purified. I want your karmi, you know, karma mood. And your evils and offenses to be purified. So he wanted this thumb. Right thumb. Why right thumb? Why? That by this he will shoot so many persons. He will kill so many persons. He will fight with Arjuna. He will fight with Krishna. He will fight from all pure persons, sadhus. So if I'm taking, then he will be no expert, and then he will be anyhow purified. He gave it very easily. And he thought that he wants only this thing. So he happily gave. It is very hard to give, but yet he gave. But he could not give his evils, bad things. He could not take his teachings. He wanted to purify him, but he was not purified. Again he learned so many things, and he has a great dispute with Arjuna. And at last, he attacked Krishna to kill, but Krishna took his chakra and up at once. And thus, he was killed. He was like a demon. So we should be careful to be like. We should not follow him, but I see that there are so many ISKCON, so many devotees. Name has been given. Ekalabdha, very good name. They think, but they don't think like this. I have heard that there are so many devotees named as Ekalabdha, and so. We should try to realize. If you want to really follow, give up all your desires. Be like Raghunath Das Goswami, who went to Mahaprabhu, taking his all bad things, giving up all things, and went. And he accepted what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sarupa Damodar teached him. Totally he tried to follow him. So we should try to be. Like Ji Goswami went to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. How did he? Gurudev, I want to marry a very beautiful lady. Can you help me? Don't ask Gurudev. He had not come to marry you, to manage your marriage and all this. Sometimes, to give some
encouragement.
Encouragement. Oh, have you married? Yes. Oh, very heartily blessed. Om Shanti. Om Shanti, or Mangalam Bhavatu, Kalyanam Bhavatu, Kalyanam Bhavatu. Like cheating them. How? How them? Mangalam Bhavatu mane, you should have one-ended Krishna Bhakti. Like this, giving blessings to them. To take them away from this world. I know that anyone cannot be satisfied in this world for lakhs births from this. If you are giving some ghee in fire, flames will coming, not, but
increasing.
So anyone in this world cannot be satisfied by worldly things. So, we should try to realize this thing. And to be disciple like Ganga Mata Thakurani, Jannama Thakurani, Hemlata Thakurani for females, and you all like Raghunath Das Goswami, he was married. Himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was married. No son, very teeny age of Vishnu Priya Devi and Mahaprabhu, he left everything quickly. So I am not telling you all to give up at once. If you are married, you can be with them, husband and wife, but very carefully, helping each other like Ardhangani. Ardhangani or Dharmapatni. Dharmapatni means only to do practices of bhakti, helping each other, like this. If you have been married, no harm, you should do, going on. But not married, then don't talk so much, try like animals. Try to be checked. And to serve Krishna. If you are not doing in this human body, then again We cannot say what will be. Certainly we will have to be animals like seagulls seeing here and there. So we should try to follow all these things. There should be no problems in life. Only problem? Oh Krishna, where you are? Oh Radhike, where you are? Oh Gurudev, be merciful to me. Like this, only this problem. There should be no problem at all. Haridas Thakur was about to leave this world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that he is not taking prasadam. He came with his all associates there and told Haridas Thakur, why you are not taking Mahaprasadam, serving? He told that I am not feeling better. Oh, why? Any illness, sickness, what you have? No, this is not. Only I am this problem that I cannot complete my 3 lakhs name daily. I cannot. What you want? I want that you should be seated, sit here, and my head will be in your laps. I will look after your beautiful faces and chanting Hare Krishna, and I should give up this body. At once, quickly, it became like so. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his head on his lap, and he was smiling, and Haridas Thakur chanting Hare Krishna, and quickly he left this world. And he became pure devotee or associates of Krishna. Only this problem should be. How we can be absorbed totally in Krishna? This should be problem. I can help something what I am qualified, but not anything else. So you should be try to be like this. In evening, punctually, you should do kirtan from 4:30, and I may come 5 or 5:30, and then class. First, we should take who is guru, who is disciple, what are their relations, what are their teachings, what Shastra has told about this. How can we serve Gurudev? How we can serve? By money? By material body? Only what he wants. What he wants? He wants that we should all serve Radha and Krishna Kanyugal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. He will be happy only by this. How? We will explain. And some beautiful pastimes of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We will explain in the classes gradually. You should think that this is a training period. These 6 days we will be here. It should be like a training period of all devotees. So, many standards of pastimes of Krishna and Mahaprabhu will be told. For each stage of devotees. And try to take it. And then, I think then, after this, you should have to go to your preaching fields, publishing books, distributing books, always Nagar Sankirtan, here and there, to help others also. Otherwise, you cannot remember the pastimes of Krishna in this stage. We are qualified only to do kirtan, distribute books, and hear Harikatha, gradually. So why, what Swamiji told to his disciples? Same thing. If you engage in Nagar Sankirtan, all the grasses, shapes, donkeys, The persons who are like animals, they will also hear. And thus they will have so much sukriti. Thus you are helping in publishing, in distributing books. And when you will be qualified, then you can see it or observe it. 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. Like in morning, when Krishna, where is Krishna and Radhika? What they are doing? our heart will go there. Now Krishna is taking bath. He has gone to wrestle. He milked the cows in ghost, and there, after that, he sent all the milk to Nanda Bhavan, to mother, and then he was practicing wrestling and all things with Siddham, Subal, Madhumangal and all. They were giving him messaging also, and taking the dust of akhada, you know, giving here and doing like this, muscling Krishna and wrestling. Sometimes Subal is defeating, sometimes Siddham is defeating Krishna, and sometimes Krishna is defeating them. So all this good thing. And after that, he returned, and mother told that, oh, you should take now bath, because your father is waiting for you to take something. So thus, after that, Krishna was ready. In the meantime, Srimati Radhika comes and cooking, and then when cooking already done, then he is going to cowherds. So 24 hours they will see it. Not anything will come. Totally observing this. Who is what doing? Nothing. But it is the highest stage. In our lower stage, we'll have to engage our senses, all senses, in service of Gurudev, Vaishnava, and serving all these things. Gaur Praman. Yes. This is the appearance day of Nrisimhadev today. Very sacred, very pure. If we will glorify the very powerful pastimes of Nrisimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj, then hum bolte hain na ki hum ami zarurat nahi abhi to yahi log karenge hum thoda sa tumhari jaisi ichha karo. Those who will glorify Nrisimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj, especially today, then they will have mercy of Nrisimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj. First, we want the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj more than Nrisimhadev, and then of Nrisimhadev. Nrisimhadev can come very rare to save a devotee like Prahlad Maharaj. Banao, khub sara din lagao isi mein. Sab log udher mein dekhe hain. Chhod do humko. We need mercy of Prahlad Maharaj first, because he is common. He associated with also demon boys. So we are also like demon. But Nrisimhadev will not associate and he will not hear the prayers done by any demons. He will not hear also very common devotees. He will hear only the prayers and he will come only to say, a devotee is like Prahlad Maharaj, so high caste. Do you know that Prahlad Maharaj was in hot class of devotee? Was he Kanishta or Madhyam? Or Madhyam, Kanishta, Madhyam, 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 Uttam, or he was in Uttam, Kanishta, Uttam, Madhyam, Uttam, Uttam. What he was? Anyone can? What kind of Vaishnava he was? Govinda Bhagat. Prahlad Maharaj. Can you decide that Prahlad Maharaj was hot kind of Kanishta Madhyam or like this? Madhyam. Very good. Anyone? Malia Pundarik ji.
The Mahabhagavat.
Kya how he was Uttam Mahabhagavat? So Prahlad was surely without any doubt. He was Uttam class of Vaishnava. But he used to go in the classes of Sandamark. And Sandamark was thinking that I am his teacher, master, and he should obey me. Prahlad Maharaj obeying also. But when he has some occasion, he used to teach the poise of demons. Very, very carefully. He was in them, but he was not associated with them. But he gave some occasion that they should associate with him. He never followed them. He always wanted to help them because he was Uttam. But we sometimes, if associating with very low class of persons, taking wine and cigarette and all these things, then we associate with them and taking all their modes. So we shouldn't like that. Then we become so weak. And day by day, weaker, weaker, weaker. They cannot tolerate anything. Like Prahlad Maharaj tolerate. His masters also, his father also. To everyone. So if you want to be a good disciple, first class of disciple, then you'll have to tolerate so many things. His father, his mother, his uncles, and all others, they wanted to crush Prahlad Maharaj. And they wanted that he should be again like demons. Not chanting, remembering Krishna. He was not telling anything. Not quarreling. Very smooth to them. but very strong, more than iron. He never took anything, any teaching, any lesson from them. So we should be like that. Perhaps you know that, the history of Prahlad Maharaj. When he was teached by Narad, when he was initiated, when he was initiated, how he was initiated? No seeing each other? But Narad was so powerful, we cannot do. Madhyamadhikari cannot do this. This is the difference between Madhyamadhikari and Uttamadhikari. It was seen that, oh, Prahlad Maharaj's mother was hearing all these things. But Narad pointed out to that Prahlad Maharaj in the Om. Like any woman who is who has taken in Om in any boy, he takes anything, but it goes to that boy. So Narad Goswami was like that. He pointed to that I should speak for Prahlad. And he has power that it should go to Prahlad Maharaj. He told only Harikatha. Or he did not initiate Kayadhu, the mother of
Prahlad Maharaj.
He told same pastimes and all kinds of Harikatha and power and Siddhant. But she forget after some time. But Prahlad Maharaj was not, never forget. So this is initiation, Bhagavat Parampara. No? To tell Harikatha, like Shiksha Guru, everything he gave. And this was initiation. Actually, this is initiation. If devotee is taking and following his Gurudev, then this is initiation. And if taking initiation, not following Gurudev. Oh, Gurudev, you live always very far away from us. If we will assure daily, then no question. But after telling Harikatha, when Prahlad Maharaj was in Om, when Prahlad Maharaj, Narad met with him, anytime? He met perhaps after Hiranyakashipu was dead. After that it may be. But before that he could not meet. But he became weakened. He left his chanting, remembering of Krishna? Never. He was thinking that my Gurudev is in me. He is looking everything. We see that, oh, Gurudev is not seeing anything. We should take some ganja bhang. We should sometimes, like what? Like this cigarette? Small. And very bad things. But Prahlad Maharaj was always thinking that my Gurudev is with me. And Krishna also. So he was so strong. So we should also think that Gurudev, his teachings are Gurudev. There is no difference between Gurudev and his teachings. So he has gave mantra, himself Krishna, Mahaprabhu, himself he has given. And also Gurudev has given Krishna, Baladev Prabhu, and all others, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, conjugal he has given in mantra. So why you are thinking like so? So we should be like Prahlad Maharaj. If you are not being, then we'll be so weak and we are not really devotees. If we'll be strong, that Krishna is always serving us, helping us, and if we have strong belief, then Krishna is serving, always helping us and saving us. I think that Nrisimhadeva is not different from Krishna. Krishna himself has come in the shape of Nrisimhadeva to save his devotee. Krishna himself came to this world in the shape of Ram to establish marjada, rules and regulations. So all the incarnations of Krishna, they are non-different from Krishna. So Nrisimhadeva is also like that. So I want that today, that should be a class for whole day. Sometimes gap for taking anukalpa, very little rest, otherwise the class should go on. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, from beginning to up to Nrisimhadeva came and saved him. There are so many devotees, if they will speak or read even half an hour, then whole day can be covered. And in the time to time we will do kirtan, some bhogarti and all other things. I may come 10.5 years, and 1 hour I will be here telling something about Prahlad Maharaj and Nrisimhadeva and their teachings. Make a list of the devotees who can read the Bhagavatam and explain something, and accordingly we should have this class. We can pray and sing the kirtan of Nrisimhadeva and Prahlad Maharaj. Tau kar kamal bari nakhavat bhuta singam. You know this? You can do this. And after we can do ito nisinga, prato nisinga, jato jato jami, tato nisinga, hriday nisinga, bahir nisinga, nisinga madim. Prahlad jai jai, Nrisimha jai jai, Nrisimha jai jai, Prahlad jai jai, in this way. So you should sing. They should sing in their own way, as they are doing. All
Nrisimha parto Nrisimha ito Nrisimha ito Nrisimha parto Nrisimha ito Nrisimha jato jato janta to Nrisimha. Hridaye Nrisimha, antar Nrisimha,
Hridaye Nrisimha, bahir Nrisimha,
Hridaye Nrisimha, bahir Nrisimha,
Hridaye Nrisimha, bahir
Nrisimha, Nrisimha madim sharanam prapadde. Nrisimha madim sharanam prapadde.
Nrisimha madim sharanam prapadde.
Ito ni Singha, parto ni Singha.
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 Ajato jato janato ni Singha. Hridaye Nishinga, Bahir Nishinga.
Hridaye Nishinga, Bahir
Nishinga. Nishinga Madim, Sharanam Prapadde. Nishinga Madim, Sharanam Prapadde. Prahlad jai jai Nishinga jai jai
Prahlad jai jai
Nishinga jai jai Prahlad jai jai Nishinga jai jai Prahlad jai jai Prahlad jai jai
Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai